This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Item one today, the House passed its version of the tax bill. Item two, we are, of course, still waiting on the Senate. Item three, and in keeping with our longstanding philosophy, economic headlines like those don't amount to a hill of beans until and unless you know what people actually living and working in the economy think of them. And that in turn gets us to chicken. Ed Fryer is a chicken farmer in Rogers, Arkansas. We talk to him every now and then because, yes, he runs a growing business, Ozark Mountain Poultry, but also because he used to teach economics, which makes us happy. Mr. Fryer, good to have you back on.
Thanks, Guy. Glad to be back.
First of all, sir, how's the chicken business?
The chicken business is good. We've had a very good year. Not just us, but the industry as a whole has had a good year. So that's always good news.
Fair enough. One of the reasons we called you, obviously, is because you are a businessman. But also, as we have talked about before, you are a trained economist. And so I imagine you've been following this tax news pretty closely, yeah?
Yes. It's fairly important to me.
Well, talk about that for a little while. What are the things you are most interested in this bill?
Pass-through taxes. To me, it starts and stops with that. Our company is organized. We're set up as an S-Corp and two LLCs, and the companies don't pay the taxes. As an individual, all of that income passes through to me and my partners, and we're paying at a rate of 39.6% right now.
The top individual rate, and if that pass-through rate goes down to 25%, yes, that's a good thing for you, yeah?
That's a great thing for us, yes. We had a major expansion a couple of years ago, and anytime you grow, it takes cash and it takes debt. We used up our cash. We acquired a fair amount of debt. We're in the process of paying that back down. And right now, under the current tax law, we're probably 2 to 3 years away from being able to expand again.
Huh.
I just ran some quick numbers. If it goes down to 25%, we are maybe a little over a year away from being able to expand again.
And you got to grow or die, right? That's the thing.
We're a growth company. We opened up in April of 2001. We had 25 employees. We have about 1,700 employees now. So, but the growth doesn't happen 100 employees every year. It's lumpy.
Right. What are you going to do with the money that you're saving by not paying that extra 15, whatever it is, percent in taxes?
We use that money to pay our debt down sooner to a level we feel comfortable with. And as soon as we do that, then we'll have another expansion.
And expansion translates into building another chicken coop, hiring more workers, and well, right? I mean, you know, and
in essence,
people,
yes,
raises, all of that stuff, right?
That's right. Yeah, all of that. We our next expansion will probably be, I would guess, anywhere from 500 to 800 employees.
Wow, that's a lot, especially, I imagine, in a place like Rogers, Arkansas.
We won't expand in Rogers. I think we're at our capacity here. We will expand somewhere, I will say, within probably a four-state area of where we are right now.
Gotcha. As you look forward, though, to the Senate prospects for this thing that is near and dear to your heart, how you feeling?
Oh, man, you're getting into politics now. I have no clue. the only thing that concerns me, and I've been trying to find some information about it on the Internet today, Senator Johnson came out and said that he was opposed to it in the Senate
right. Because
of the way it was handling pass-through taxes. And I don't know if the Senate version has changed the 25% to another number or if they're doing something else. If it's 25%, you know, I mean, obviously I would like 22.5% or 20% or 15% more than 25. But if it's 25%, I'm in.
Hmm. Interesting. In essence, this whole trickle-down thing that the White House is talking about works for you. That's the thing that's making this work.
Yes. I mean, we're a growth company. We have been ever since we first opened our doors, and it takes cash to grow. And that's the way we've done it, and so that's what's funded our growth. The higher the taxes that we pay, the less retained earnings that we have, so the slower our growth rate.
Right.
And likewise, if you reduce the taxes, the faster our growth rate.
Yeah. Ed Fryer, the CEO of Ozark Mountain Poultry, got him in Rogers, Arkansas. Mr. Fryer, thanks very much for your time, sir, as always.
Thanks, Kai.